There's a new book out by two sisters who have made it big in the hair care industry. It's called Miss Jessie's Creating a Successful Business from Scratch. It's about sisters Miko and Titi Branch, who got their start inside their Brooklyn apartment, stirring ingredients together with a KitchenAid mixer. Now, the Miss Jessie's hair care product line has spawned a multi-million dollar company. They named it after their much-loved grandmother. Tragedy came in December, though, when Titi passed away, apparently in a suicide. Her sister, Miko Branch, joins us now. And Miko, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy.
And we should say, first of all, our condolences on the loss of your sister, Titi, who helped you write this book and obviously has been a big part of this business your whole life.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you write a letter to her at the very end of the book. You say, "We could not have built Miss Jessie's at the same speed or with the same level of satisfaction if we had not been working side by side. You were an essential part of the recipe that made it so incredibly good. Without you, the adventure would not have been nearly as sweet." Take us back to the two of you growing up and what you think spurred this entrepreneurship and this project that became your life's work.
Our dad raised us to be independent, and he really wanted us to be entrepreneurs. So by the time we became young adults in our 20s and we wanted to really take a try at being entrepreneurs, it was just, we were already groomed for it. And when I looked up and Titi looked up, we were right there and we were ready. So we were destined to do it.
Destined to be entrepreneurs. And what gave you more joy, it sounds like, than anything else is doing hair, and particularly your grandmother's.
Absolutely. I'd always been good at hair. I think because my mother was working, going to school when we were growing up, so I had to do my own hair. And then I graduated to doing everyone's hair, including everyone who lived on our block. And I just loved it.
Why? What did you love about it?
You know, I was able to see a finished product really quickly, and it was art. It was art. I was able to make people happy, and I knew very early on that it was something that I loved.
Tell us about the first time that you did your grandmother's hair and the feeling that that gave you.
Oh, yeah. So my grandmother, she had really beautiful gray, silvery hair, and she loved to get a roller set. And when I did it, she raved, and she got on the phone and called every one of her friends and told them how amazing her hair was, and her grandbaby, Miko, did it. And she was so proud of me, and that kind of attention, you know, from our grandmother meant everything to us because we just looked up to her. We loved her so much. We spent so much time with her. And her stamp of approval meant everything because Miss Jessie, she didn't pass compliments around unless she meant it.
She was a tough lady.
Yes, she was.
I mean, you write about her beating people up.
Yes, she did. She did not play when it came to her family. You know, she joined forces with her sister, and they protected their family together. There wasn't a man in the house, and they were adamant that it was their job to be providers and also protectors. So they band together, and they did it.
The other thing I found interesting about your upbringing and what you did before you really got going with this business is your father wouldn't let you guys be on welfare, even though everyone that you knew in school was on welfare.
Yeah, he was adamant. He
Why?
Did not want us to receive free lunch. He was really, really adamant about us taking handouts. He thought getting something for nothing was really not a good thing. And I believe it was because he came out of civil rights, and he thought it was really important to be independent and in a position of choice. And he thought that expecting something for nothing would slow down that train of thought.
And it was your father coming to get his haircut that it seemed moved you the most. The idea that he was happy enough with you cutting his hair that he wanted to come back again and again.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to understand, my dad, Jimmy Branch, he was Miss Jessie's son. So he was an extension of her. And he also had that quality in him where he would never say something was good if it weren't.
Are you like that? Did you carry on that style of interacting with other people?
I'm just like them.
Really? You seem so nice.
Especially like my grandmother. And it's so funny. My whole family says so. I'm basically Miss Jessie.
When you did get started in the hair business, there were not a lot of products out there for women, both African-American and other women who just had curly hair and wanted to keep it.
To be honest, there was nothing. And particularly, there was nothing available for a woman with a tighter coil curl. Titi and I, in the early 2000s, when we saw and when we knew that we wanted to specialize and really focus in on this curl type, we knew that we had to come up with something to support it because there was nothing on the market. That curly pudding that we mixed together, and that it was actually Titi was the one who cracked the nut around 3 o'clock in the morning, and she came up with the formulation that really just changed the whole game. And it was revolutionary, not only for the beauty business, but for women. You know, it was a product to really support women who wanted to wear their hair curly, kinky, or wavy, and just didn't know what to get.
What's the most important thing you've learned as you've grown this business into now a multi-million dollar corporation?
I think growing into your business at a manageable rate and pace. There were times when we had like tremendous growth spurts, and we didn't make too many hasty moves when we were growing our business. And we had an opportunity to sit back and take a look and see what was going on, take inventory before we made any drastic moves. That's a concept that I still sign up for. Take your time, take a look, see what's going on before you do anything too hasty.
Don't grow too quickly.
That's right.
Now, you also were working with your sister, as you say, Titi, and you guys didn't always get along. You had a falling out between 2006 and 2008 that almost destroyed the company.
Yeah, well, you know, Titi and I, we've spent over 4 decades together, and not only were we sisters, but we were also so many other things to one another. We were best friends. We were roommates. We were co-parenting together. And we were also business partners. So Titi and I spent a tremendous amount of time together. And with that amount of time, there's bound to be a disagreement. We disagreed on everything from the color of curly pudding. Was it going to be purple or yellow? To, you know, decisions in the business. And as far as Titi and I were concerned, we thought that we were doing pretty good in terms of the amount of disagreements that we had because we spent so many years and so much time together. So we thought one big one between 2006 or 2008, we thought that we were still ahead of the game for the amount of time we spent together as sisters.
Well, how does it feel now to run the business that you've been running together all these years without her?
It's bittersweet because there's not a moment, a minute that goes by that I don't miss my sister. It hurts. But the wonderful thing is that TJ and I built and created so many things together. We, you know, when we were kids, we had a lemonade stand together. And then we also built something wonderful like Miss Jessie's. And because we built it together, there's nothing in our business that neither one of us, you know, don't understand. So the good news is that in terms of the business is solid and I'm able to pick up where we left off. But I miss her so much. So it's bittersweet going into our office and knowing that I'll never see her in the physical sense again.
Miko Branch, her new book is Miss Jessie's Creating a Successful Business from Scratch. Miko, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.